At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. I greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Adam from Dallas, Texas, calling. Big fan of the podcast. My mom actually got me hooked onto your podcast. I was just a listener. Then I just recently became an EPP. It's great stuff. I suggest everyone else do it. It's some of the stories on there, it's compelling and just great. On to the story. Not really mine, but it is my aunt. It goes kind of like this. Basically, me and my sister at the time were awfully young, and my parents let us go with them, go with my aunt and my grandma to Mexico for a little bit. And basically what happened there was fun and for me and my sister because we were kids, but for my aunt and my grandma, which is her mother, which is my mom's mother also, it was a completely different story for them. Well, on the last night of being in Mexico, my grandma and my aunt got in an argument and some words were exchanged. Nothing too hardcore or anything, just like any other family. But my aunt seems to take things more to the heart rather than other people would brush off. So she's real sensitive about that, about just being told anything. And my grandma told her some stuff. And to make a long story short, I don't know if it's just with any Hispanic or Mexican culture that a mother would always tell their kids, or just to scare them, you're going to see something at night, or you're going to see the devil, or whatever. It's just a scare. My mom used to tell me that all the time. It sure did shape me in the right direction, made me not want to be mean and all that growing up. So it really kept me in a good straight and narrow path. So, but at this particular time, my grandmother told my aunt this, and what my aunt did was kind of shame whatever it is that my grandma told her that she'd see. Basically, my grandma said, you know, you're going to see the devil. He's going to see you because you're acting this way towards me. And what my aunt said was more like a challenge, I'd say, because, you know, her words, not exact, but her words were similar to, let him try to come see me. I'm not afraid of him. Like I said, not exact words, but pretty similar. So later that night, we drive back to Dallas from Mexico. I was asleep, and my sister was sleeping, and we got picked up at my grandma's house by my parents. And later that following day, I hear from my mom, because my aunt called my mother, and she was frantic, just scared out of her mind. And my mom told me you know, the story. She told me when I was actually older, which I guess so I wouldn't get scared. But this is the story that she told my mom, my aunt, told my mom. She was going to sleep in a room, and she's falling asleep, and she turns over her wall. She turns over to face the wall. The TV's facing the opposite way, of course. So she turns towards the wall and put her hand kind of, you know, behind her, kind of resting on her head. So her hand on the opposite side where the TV is, kind of underneath her head. And she had a sleep paralysis moment to where she could not move or anything, because what she said happened freaked her out. And I mean, to point of where she was in tears, and my aunt has never been one of the paranormal or anything. She's never told any stories of that nature or nothing like that. So when she said this, it definitely raised some few questions. But she said as she was sleeping, she felt something crawl into bed with her from the opposite end by her feet. So she felt something crawl in under the sheets, and it got close to her. It got like somebody was off, like possibly snuggling with her, like cuddling, if you will, hugging her back and arms wrapped around her. This is the part where I say she was in sleep paralysis because she couldn't scream. She couldn't call out for her mother. But she said she felt breathing on the back of her neck, a heavy breathing, and you could just feel, like, her exact words were like a dog's breath breathing on the back of her neck, hair standing up. And she, like I said earlier, her hand was behind her, like she was sleeping on it. So her hand was, her fingers and wrist were exposed to the opposite end of her. So she said she moved her hand, and what she felt were, in her words, teeth, like dog teeth, but sharper. And kind of the feeling of like burnt skin almost. Like if you have a scar from a burn, it's like that, just a lot deeper and thicker. So she had this, and she could not move a muscle. And she just sat there laying down, feeling this teeth, feeling this breath, and within a split second, it just reversed itself, went all the way back underneath her blanket, the opposite end coming out, and it was gone. She said at that moment, she still couldn't move because she was still in shock, and she stayed up the whole night. She's had sleep problems since then, but I think she's gotten over it. Well, at least I'd hope so. She seems normal now. Won't know. But, yeah, that's my tale, that is the only paranormal-ish story that I know personally. I have somewhat stories of just my sister. I myself have never experienced anything, and I kind of want to keep it that way. So, but I am a fan of the paranormal. But do I want to experience it for myself? I'd rather not. But other than that, yeah, keep up the good work. I love the show. Love to possibly hear my story on the air. If not, you know, I understand. But whatever. I don't know. Just going to keep being an EPP and enjoy myself. Yeah, thank you very much, and like I said, keep doing the amazing job that you are doing for providing these people with an outlet like this. It's remarkable, actually. Yeah, thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.